Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maritza and Hope with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a major cleanup is underway in Cairns after about 10,000 liters of kerosene and bitumen spilled into Smith's Creek from building material company Borrell's asphalt plant. The company said the spill, caused by a valve failure over the weekend, has spread into Trinity Inlet and apologized for the environmental damage. Conservationists warn the spill threatens mangroves, reef fish, crabs, and could have long-term effects on the Great Barrier Reef. The Department of Environment, Tourism, Science, and Innovation, or DETSI, is working with Maritime Safety Queensland to contain the spill and says all vessels must be cleaned before leaving the inlet. DETSI also said that they are considering compliance action against Borrell.
The first public hearing for the Queensland CFMEU will begin today, as announced by the state government in July following the release of the Watson Report. The hearing will look to examine what the report claims is a culture of violence, coercion, misogyny, and involvement with organised crime. Jeffrey Watson, author of the report, noted that he was repeatedly refused interviews with multiple high-ranking members. The public hearing precedes an inquiry into the allegations, which will have power to compel witnesses into providing evidence.
In national news, Sydney's Inner West Council narrowly approved a plan to build 31,000 apartments last night. The controversial Our Fairer Future plan was passed by a single vote, with all 8 Labour councillors voting in support of the motion. The plan will rezone residential land to build high-density apartments in an effort to ease the housing crisis. The announcement was met with a mixed reaction from the public, with some people arguing the plan will not create affordable housing.
Police are continuing to search for a 4-year-old boy in South Australia's north. 4-year-old Gus was last seen on Saturday, approximately 40 kilometres south of Yunta, and the search has entered its 5th day. Community volunteers have been involved in the search alongside the SES, aerial, water and mounted police. However, no clues have been found yet. Police and Gus's family remain hopeful that he will be returned home safely as the searches continue over the coming days.
In international news, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to the White House's new 20-point plan to end cease Israel's attacks on the Gaza Strip. This plan includes a cease of attack and aid allowed into the Strip, release of all hostages, gradual withdrawal of the IDF, disarmament of Hamas and Palestinian police force vetted and trained by the ISF. This plan includes vague mentions of deradicalization program in Gaza. U.S. President Donald Trump has given Hamas 72 hours to agree to the plan and said if they did not agree, Israel would have my full backing to finish the job. Palestinian Gaza Ibrahim Jode has said it's drafted with conditions that the U.S. and Israel knows Hamas will never accept.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with some possible light rain throughout the morning. Expect a warm night tonight. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Of sad.